What's up, y'all? Got a banger from the Modern King. Let's get straight into it.
My porch, this is the bay, my purse. Could you please get down? Could you get... Okay, I can call the police. Don't worry about it.
This actually, that's good. Call, that's just the best thing you can do. Call the police.
Okay, so get down.
No, call the police.
No, get down. Get down off my porch. Get down off my porch. For real, for real.
Make me call.
I don't get the you off of my porch so you can get
my lord.
Down. No, push your down. Get the down. Get down. Off my I got something to get you down. I'll tell you that right now.
And my boy, just call the police, bro. I already got a police report on her, bro. Just call the police.
Get off my porch! Get off my porch! Get off my porch!
That's that what big the... can of mace, too.
What the...
Get off my porch! You hovering off my porch!
You just assaulted the motherfucker?
I don't give a... Get off my porch!
Don't go nowhere. You have a nice thing.
What being civil.
She got on my man's hat and everything.
Torian, this lady just maced me while I was on my lap.
You good, bro? You need some water?
You good, bro? You need some water? Oh, my God. He needs some milk. Chad, have you ever been maced? Let me tell y'all something real quick. Stuff hurts. Remember one time my buddy had some bear mace. He had some bear mace, and I was dumb enough to be like, oh, let me see it. I started playing with it, and then I had the real bright idea to go rub my eyes, and boy, not a good idea, brother man.
I'm calling the police.
Call.
I was on the second floor.
Call
him! Leaning on the
you
outside.
You have my
house.
Porch! This is my private
okay,
porch!
Okay, don't go to
the
I need to get some water.
Big back, big back.
Okay, give me a second.
You want me to go get you?
Built like a middle linebacker.
Come on, bro.
And it looks like they're just trying to... Like, it looks like they're just trying to set up some internet. Like, bro, let this man do his job. Why are you so tripping with people on your porch?
She even attempted to spray me with it.
And I will. And I will.
You're going to jail. You're going to jail.
Word.
Going to jail.
But what is it? I can't tell if this is like an apartment, a house. Like, what
too.
Is this? What is this living situation? It's so no. Janky.
Walk through here, bitch. It's my private court. Did you pop? Hello? I need you out here, dude. Maybe, it's gonna be hovering over my porch. I'll come outside. I'm walking through my house. I'm actually trying to cook dinner.
Look where he's connected. It's coming right out of my window. It's coming right at the bottom of my window, and he's connecting it along the sides of the outside of the building.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, it looks like he's just trying to set up an internet cable and like put it in through his window. Bro, this is like why I hate apartment living so much, because you have to deal with stuff like this. You have crappy neighbors. Bro, I've had some nightmares of living in an apartment. One of the worst things was I lived in an apartment in Austin, and it was all carpeted, and there were elevators inside. And some of these people would actually let their dogs crap on the floor, like straight poop on the ground, and not even pick it up. They'd just let it sit there. There was times where there was just vomit in the stairwell. I was like, bro, this is horrible.
Court, this is my privacy as well. I live here.
Property manager is your best friend.
Hello?
Now you're going to get sued.
I don't get no...
Is she getting arrested?
No. No. This is my right. As an American. I got attacked too. She sprayed me with mace. You don't know what happened. Yeah, you're right. You don't know what happened. Shut up, man. Shut up.
I love how he's trying to tell the other guy, like, hey, you need to chill out, when this chick is the one that needs to chill out.
If you would have been doing your job, none of this would have aspired anyway. I got that recorded too, big dog. I got it recorded. No one wants to hear that. Come on, man. Don't nobody want to hear that, bro.
Now, if you can find, maybe talk to the manager and see if you can get...
Dang, they brought a whole battalion of men. That was so many cops, bro. How many cops do you need for a macing incident? Let's go ahead and get the 10-4. Let's go ahead and get the whole fleet out here. Goodness gracious. I know the dating scene sucks, but so does getting hurt in an accident. Have you ever found yourself involved in a personal injury case? As an image consultant, I meet a lot of clients who are actually recovering from all sorts of injuries, from car accidents to workplace injuries. And I was actually surprised to see at how many people lose their personal injury cases, which is why I want to talk about Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. They specialize in a wide variety of personal injury cases, and they've won thousands of big cases. And if you do end up working with them, they're going to fight for the money that you deserve. Just recently, Morgan & Morgan solidified verdicts in Florida for $12 million and $26 million in Philly. That's up to 40 times the highest insurance offer. And I'm telling you, your case could be worth millions. And the best part is, it's all free unless you win your case. Now, if you've also been the victim of a personal injury or a serious accident, you can visit www.forthepeople.com/Levi, found in the description below, where you can start your free claim today.
Drink and you feel like you prefer his, isn't he supposed to give you his drink and then he take yours?
You need to stop watching them folks.
You need to stop watching them folks. Bro, TikTok has rotted a lot of women's brains, bro. If you stay on social media all the time, you're going to get your brain rotted. You really got to be careful what you consume, bro. It's just like the food that you eat. If you eat a lot of bad food, you will become a big bag.
Big bag, big bag.
If you consume a lot of crappy content, you will have brain rot. Really got to be careful. And what the problem is now is that people get on TikTok and they believe everything they see on TikTok. It's like, bro, you got to slow it down. You got to slow it down. That stuff is not holy script. There's no fact checking on TikTok. Twitter's got more fact checking than TikTok.
I need a man to get my oil changed. I did that all on my own. I did, however, call him.
Stop the cap.
To figure out where to take the car. And then I also needed him to pay for it. But I took the car all on my own and did it. So.
Stupid.
I'm basically unstoppable.
So she.
Bro, ladies, it's okay to say that you need a man. It's cool. We're not mad at it. I'm not mad that women say, I need a man. I'm cool with that. I think it's fine. You know, it is what it is. I don't know why. It's just this feminist, like, self-absorbed ideology where, like, I don't need a man. It's like, okay, go pick up a 75 dumbbell by yourself. Good luck.
Identify as a black man. Am I a black man?
Why are you conflating race with gender, Pierce?
I'm just asking you a question,
thing.
Ernest.
That's intellectually dishonest.
If I identify...
That's intellectually dishonest.
Maybe, but it's a question you don't want to answer, isn't it? If self-identity is limitless...
Because if
I'm
race
now
is not
a black
the same
man
as gender.
Called Ernest.
Because race am is I, not the same as gender.
Am I a black man if I say I'm a black man?
Say it again.
Am I a black man
Listen,
if I say I'm a black
you
man?
You can be...
Am I?
No, because okay. You're a white man because
Thank
it's
you.
Race.
So you don't
because
respect
race is not
my
the same
rights
as gender.
To identify as a black man, do you? Do you think it's ridiculous?
You can identify as a black man. You can identify as a black man, Pierce, but I know you lean on white privilege more than anything else.
Okay.
But
just to be clear,
you wanted to.
You wouldn't respect my
so
rights
don't even
to identify as a black
man.
Wow. You don't respect my rights to identify as a black man. In fact, you think it's ridiculous, don't you, Ernest?
You could. Pierce, you could if you wanted to. And yeah. The reality is
I love it when you use their logic against them. Like you could, but well if you can change your gender, you should be able to change your race. You should be able to change anything, right? I want to be a cat tomorrow.
Would you respect me, Ernest?
A white man like you
would you respect
can identify
me?
As black
would you respect
not,
me
and not
and
be
refer
harmed
to me as
in the
a black
same
man.
Way that a transgender person would?
Would you respect me and refer to me
Say
as a
again?
Black man? Would you respect me and refer to me as a black man? Yes or no?
God, I'm sweating, bro.
No.
Thank you, Ernest.
Bro, it's so ridiculous, bro. The hypocrisy of it all. The absolute hypocrisy of it all, bro. It's just like you're forcing other people to believe something that's clearly just not the case.
Not as interested or as obsessed with us anymore. Obsessed is crazy word. I get this question a lot, and I wouldn't say that men have stopped being interested. What I think is, we've had our perspective and our priorities reset. In the past, men chasing behind women they probably couldn't even maintain was a badge of honor. The apply pressure culture was a real thing. We were told our identity was wrapped up in who we were able to conquer. That's how it used to be. And I believe women by majority standardized that as this is what it should be. Whereas now, priority number one for a lot of men is to consider our purpose, our peace, and our pockets before prioritizing you. It's almost like that viral video where that man is sitting down eating and it's like single man meal is $16 and a peaceful dinner. Then it says relationship meal is like $85 and trying my best to avoid an argument. There's humor in that, but there's also some honesty. And I think a side effect of men prioritizing those things is that by doing so, we've unconsciously unlocked the clarity that says, I still want and desire a woman, but if she comes in and compromises my peace, my purpose, or my pockets, then I don't even want to waste my time.
Facts. Men want you to be their piece, not a piece of the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's enough difficulty in this world. And the thing is, what a lot of modern women don't understand is if you want a man, if you want a lot of his time, don't expect him to make a lot of money. If you want a lot of money, don't expect to get a lot of his time. It's a simple equation, right? It's like men or women want men that are overachievers, hyperachievers, really successful, but then they want them to be able to spend all the time in the world with them. It's like, baby girl, I can't go out there and work all the time and spend a ton of time with you and make a lot of money. It just doesn't work like that, dude. It does not work like that.
Personality, I really like them douchey and cocky, to be honest.
Self-admittedly saying I like them douchey and cocky. Wondering where all the good men are. So dumb.
Stupid.
So is like Andrew your
top? Oh, him? No.
He's cocky.
He's old. He's
bro, she looks like from somebody from Fraggle Rock. Talking about this is what she wants.
He has.
Hey.
Yeah, I know. Why are you trying to get me to hook up with fat chicks all the time, Brian?
Oh, boy. Big bag.
Shots fired. Fuck you. You have a wife and kids. You shouldn't be worrying about other girls.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're the one worrying about how I look. You dish it out, but you can't take it.
You had wrinkles. Okay.
Yeah, and
yeah, he's older.
You're like 300 pounds, okay? Like, what do you want me to say? I feel bad for the chair you're sitting in right now. It's terrible.
Ooh, sucks. Yeah. I feel bad for your wife and kids.
Yeah. I mean, I feel a lot worse for that chair than you should feel for my wife and kids.
Great start, guys. Good job.
Sometimes. I love it. Andrew's always cooking, though. That's one guy you don't ever want to get in an argument with, bro. You never want to get in an argument with Andrew Wilson, bro. I saw this video today and about rolled out my chair, brother. Girlfriend, when she's waiting for the towel. If that ain't so true, bro, they just be sitting there like, all right, bring the towel. Oh my gosh, this stuff cracks me up.
A woman is what her daddy makes her. Especially when it comes to relationships. And a man is what his mama makes him. And so whatever she perceives her father to be is what she would perceive you to be. So whatever projection or pain was supposed to be projected onto him or discussed with him, you're going to catch when you trigger her. Mm-hmm. That's just what it is. And the issue is she doesn't know she's triggered in that moment. And she doesn't know you ain't him in that moment. She doesn't know that you ain't the one that's supposed to be getting the flame and the fire and the spiciness, but you're going to get it. And you know this all too well. I'm just saying, you're going to get it. And so when you're in that place of no awareness and you have a black...
Well, it seems like modern men have to pick up the pieces for what fathers have done with their daughters. Like, if you've not raised your daughter correctly, you haven't raised her to, you know, not idolize a man, but look up to you in a way that she can respect you and revere you, and you haven't been a good man, then she's going to go out there and you have to pick up the pieces for, you know, where the dad was lacking. And it sucks, but it's kind of the nature of the market right now.
Men busting fat loads in my face is how I like to spend my Sundays. On Saturdays, I like to get Eiffel Towered because it's just like a Saturday thing to do.
Taking Saturdays with the boys to a whole other level.
I usually take Fridays off, and then on Wednesdays, I like to gather all my guy friends in one room and let them run a train on me. Thursday is a day off because...
Choo choo, baby girl.
Usually, I can't walk after Wednesday. Monday and Tuesday, I'm just preparing to get all my holes demolished.
She's a runner, she's a track star. Poor girl. I feel bad for her downstairs. Putting in some serious work in the southern regions there. That is wild to me. This is a continuation of a clip that we reacted to the other day. It's this lesbian that's talking about why she stopped dating women because she's like, women are horrible.
Women don't listen to men. Women think that men were created to serve them. Mm-hmm. So if you ain't serving them, they don't want to hear nothing you got to say, because at the end of the day, women think that this is a, we need to teach males to do this. Women want men to be women.
That's crazy. I agree, though. I really do think women want men to be women. Like, they just want us to serve them, do everything for them. And it's like, a man can go out there and do that all on his own.
Unhealthy couples tell their past stories in a negative way. Healthy couples tell their past stories in a positive way.
Yes, the difference between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. If you can look back on your past and go, man, we really grew from that, and that's what me and Cass do, is such a good sign.
Those stories are equally negative and positive.
Mm-hmm.
There's struggles, there's hardships, there's mistakes, there's things that weren't ideal. And yet what happens is, as your relationship, as your trust begins to erode, your memory of the past changes. I can't tell you how often I hear it. Well, I never really loved him.
Mm.
Yes, you did. You did love him. But what has happened is, as the trust has eroded, as you look back on the memories, you are reframing those memories based on today's circumstances. And that feeling that you had then is now gone. So you look back and just assume it wasn't real to begin with.
Oh, so real, bro. So real. That's why it's very tough to go out there and build meaningful relationships with women, because most of the time they're just looking, once again, for them, for you to just serve them. And then it's so hard to grow with a woman, because accountability needs to take place if you want to have growth. I haven't reacted to this clip, but it looked like one that would fit.
Women do not say sorry. Women do not apologize. Instead, women gaslight men into apologizing for things that they're not even at fault for. And then these same women will sit there and wonder why their relationships don't work out. I'm sorry, they won't sit there and wonder why their relationships don't work out, because that would take some self-accountability and reflection. Because that would take some real work, right? That would take some real accountability. So instead, they take the easy way out. They blame men.
Yep. Well, it's the whole thing of like playing the victim, bro. As soon as you play the victim, you give up all of your power. When you say that everything in my life is my fault, you take all your power back, and then you can actually grow from it. So it's just wild to me that a lot of women won't take any sort of accountability, say everything is not my fault, and then wonder why they end up where they're at. It's like, bro, your entire life is an amalgamation of all the decisions you've made up until this point. If you're not happy with where you're at, more than likely it's your fault. Just saying.
Why should a guy date you?
Well, I put them as my number one priority, loyal, and I don't entertain any other guys. They have my full attention.
And you think a man values loyalty the most in his woman?
Yes, 100%.
Why would I?
Chat, let me know what you think. Do you think love or loyalty is more important? In my opinion, loyalty is, because exclusivity is synonymous with loyalty. And if a woman's not loyal to you, she's more than likely the next shiny object. She's just going to go cling on to that.
A man want that.
Because why does a man want a girl that talks to 50 million other guys?
So if we were dating and then you had a guy slide in your DMs and he said, hey, you're beautiful, how would you respond to him?
Wouldn't.
Oh, that's such a winner. Not responding. Not them saying, oh, thank you, or liking it. Not responding at all.
Tell him, sorry, I have a boyfriend, nothing?
I wouldn't respond at all. I'd send it to my boyfriend, and I wouldn't respond at all.
That's what I do with Cass. Like, I'll get these DMs, these crazy DMs. like, girls asking, like, do you have a girlfriend? Are you married? Are you this? Are you that? And then I always show Cass, and I just never entertain it. But I'm like, depending on if Cass wants to entertain it. And she's like, you know what? She's like, respond. And so I'll let her tell me what to respond with. And I don't know. They're just funny sometimes. She's like, I just want the drama. I want you to go back and forth. I'm like, God, I don't even want to entertain this, dude.
Who is more easily bored in relationships, men or women?
Women.
If women are more easily bored, why are they more likely to want marriage and commitment?
Status.
If women are strong and independent and don't need no man, why does the pressure of marriage and commitment typically come from women?
They're liars.
Based. This lady is so based. They're liars. Well, a lot of women right now, they want the title of wife, but they don't want to be in a marriage. That's the thing. They just want the title. They don't want to actually be married. They don't want to actually, you know, like, they don't want to be like that. That's just how it is. Oh, I saw this clip the other day. I figured you guys would get a kick out of this. This one's good.
Is a man less of a man if he can't change a flat tire?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is a woman less of a woman if she can't cook a meal from scratch?
Got fired! Got him! Oh my god! You could hear the silence in the room just was deafening. Loki, you want to be flung? Free?
Oops, that one fell apart. Free. Sorry about that, dude.
God, but it's so wild to me, bro. But the thing is, a lot of these women, they're raised up knowing what to expect from a man, but they're never taught what a man expects from them. And this is probably because there's a majority of single mothers right now trying to raise boys to be men and girls to be women, when in fact, your value as a wife and your value as a woman or as a mother, in my opinion, is the man that you can keep. I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just throwing rocks, and if it hits you, holla. And as a man, as a husband, your value as a husband is in the mother that you can, or the wife that you can keep. So it's like, ladies, if you're going out there and you're having all these illegitimate kids, you're having kids by Chads, you're just another single mom, your value's pretty low. And as you get older, it doesn't get easier in the dating market. You've got the best time of your life, probably 18 to 25, is when you're going to have the easiest in the dating market. It only gets tougher. It doesn't get easier with age. As men, we become more of free agents because we have more pick of the litter as we get older. Ladies, you guys become prisoners to your own success. It's just how it is. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. That's why a lot of these women are going out in the market right now and they're becoming the men that they've always wanted to be with. They're career driven. They're successful. They make a lot of money. And Cornell did a study years ago that showed that women most of the time want a man that makes 56% more than them. So if a woman makes $100,000 a year, she expects a man to make $150,000 a year, roughly. My math is not perfect here, but you guys get the gist of it. So as a woman makes more and more and more and more and more, she isolates herself from men that are actually even fit, or men that are actually even eligible in her mind to even be with her. So as men, it's our job to go out there and conquer the world, make as much money as you can, be successful, you know, and then women will come. But if you go out there and chase women, women run, dude. I'm just saying. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Go cop the 2 ebooks, The 4 Pillars of Personality and The 4 Steps of Style. They make you irresistible to women and respected by men. I'll see you guys tomorrow, man. Peace.